And oh, there it is. Oh boy, I thought it was going to be one of those days. I didn't hear the music right away. I had unplugged some stuff, but, you know, it's just a second. No, there, I can hear it. Jim Scarcelli is with us. I can hear you, Scar. I was just talking with you, and hopefully you can hear me now as we are live and rolling here on the Maize and Blue Review.
It's all good, Danny. It's all good, baby. We got through spring ball. Looks like we got through healthy. Jerry and I are going to break down a little bit each day, probably for the next 3 weeks. We're not going to just throw too much. We're going to look at every play of the scrimmage.
Woo!
We're not taking no. You know, I hear a lot of people that in the media, they gave their quick takes. You know, we're going to look at every play. We're going to diagnose all the players and try to size them up, see where we're at. But I feel real good about things. As an overall general thing, a lot of my questions were answered. A lot of good players, depth, and Wink, and you know, so I'm feeling good about things.
All right, you mentioned Jerry. That's Jerry Diario, who will be joining us on Friday, a former Wolverine. Well, Scar, that all sounds good. I also have put up the rundown of things today. Recruiting, Michigan has found a player, and they had been stuck on three for a while, but they're up to four, and there's a lot of predictions about more to come. Also, Reggie Bush gets his Heisman Trophy back. We'll see what Scar thinks about that. That's big in college football. We will start on the spring game, but right before the spring, you know, it's for Michigan, this has been the spoils of victory since the national championship in Indianapolis. It was all about Michigan as they sent the most players there to Indy, to the combine, setting a record. When they had their pro day, they had all of these different GMs. I mean, it was a big celebration. Scar, you were there, right? Big celebration of the Maize and Blue. And then tonight and this weekend with the possibility of breaking the Georgia Bulldogs record of 15 players drafted. That's one of the items that people are going to be looking at no matter what team that you like, as Jim Harbaugh gets back into things and see what he's going to do in the draft. So tonight's a big deal when it comes down. I mean, you're a sports fan, and you know, Scar, I know you like the draft.
Yeah. The next 3 days, a lot of guys, the futures are going to change, and it's a big deal, man. And, you know, we got a lot of guys. You know, Danny, a good Michigan – I think it was Big Hoss, our friend John Gindia, told me that Michigan guys tested, you know, the 40s, all the different drills they're doing, the Chacon. Some of the best scores were from Michigan guys. Okay, now does that just mean that we – recruit the guys that can bench the most and run the fastest 40 and do the cone drills? No, a lot of that has to do with Ben Herbert too, I think. Mm. So in testing well helps your draft stock. So a little shout out there, maintain that. I remember waiting on draft day. I didn't get the call, but a bunch of phone blew up after with some free agent opportunities. But I think I'm good. I think that bet is good, man. I think we're going to have 15 players taken.
Scar, back in the day, did you drive down the Music City Hall and did you get your suit on, thinking maybe that, you know, with the 15th pick, now you're sitting at home?
No, I wasn't even close to that deal, Danny. Wasn't even close to that deal. I was home
and Ann Arbor. Your phone never rang. The draft, it was sitting right there, and you're kind of looking over at it, thinking, "Let's."
I didn't, you know, but you know, it is what it is. A lot of guys, some, you know, a lot of free agents make it. We're going to have a bunch of free agents too. You know, a lot of guys that maybe weren't even – didn't play a lot that finished up will be free agents.
That's so, right. Your name doesn't get called.
I'll be down there tomorrow, Danny, in the mix. I'll hopefully be close to see something and be a great day for Michigan. Danny, I got to say something because I was up in Ann Arbor Friday. All right. People don't know about this. This hasn't been, like, promoted, but there's a teammate of mine, guy by the name of Clay Miller, real good player, tough, smart guy out of Oklahoma. Came to Michigan with me. Same recruiting class as me. Was a real good offensive tackle, good player. Anyway, there's a thing that Michigan football does. You know, it's the mentor meeting, the mentor banquet. Clay Miller has been put. He's been the key guy for Michigan. It's a way for former players to help current players. All right, Danny. It's probably not even in. It hasn't been in the media much. And all we're doing is helping guys so they're prepared for life after football. And I want to give a shout out to my teammate, great Michigan man, Clay Miller. He's been doing this for almost 20 years. He's the key guy on it. A lot of former players are involved and help out and been doing it on a regular basis. And it's, you talk about Michigan, man, these are guys that are helping pay it forward to the next generation of players by help. I had guys that helped me when I graduated to try to help me get, you know, get jobs or get opportunity. It's networking, man. So anyway, I got to give a shout out to my boy, Clay. Love you, Clay. Appreciate what you do for Michigan. And hey, and another buddy, teammate of mine, and Vinny's or Jerry's, Vince DeFelice was there presenting along with a lot of other former players. So just a shout out to Clay. Love you for doing that, for helping our guys.
It is Miller time. All right, nice job, Clay, and keep up the good work. All right, Scar, let's tackle these other two topics, even though I had the spring game coming up first, because we have some video on it. In recruiting, Michigan was able to get the number one defensive end in the country out of Illinois. That's some good news.
Danny, that's huge, man. That's going to start the momentum. This kid's a stud. This is one of the highest. This is what we got to do. We got to go into Illinois and beat Illinois for every kid. Notre Dame was always our big competition in the state of Illinois. So we got to get the guys we want in there, beat Notre Dame for most of those kids, dominate the Midwest. This kid's a highly ranked kid. You know, you got Wink going in there, recruiting this kid. And the feedback is that Wink is bringing the juice, man. They thought this guy was some old 60-year-old pro guy that don't know how to talk. I said that from the out of the jump. Wink is going to be able to recruit. The guys he's coached in the NFL, are you kidding me? He goes in there and talks about, you know, the total package Michigan offers, education, winning, playing for championships, getting ready for pro football. And then you got Espo, the guy who can recruit and talk more. And all the feedback I got from him going in, you know, we're big roles in recruiting this guy. And Jean-Marie. And anyway, that's going to get the momentum going. We got to dominate the Midwest. So that's a big guy to get things rolling. A lot of guys were at the spring game, and they're going to start dropping.
Yeah, I think it's good for Esposito. I know that, you know, he wasn't Michigan's first choice. That was Scruggs, but then the situation where he was dismissed, so Espo had to get in there pretty fast, and there was at least some, you know, there's going to be that kind of talk, like, well, is this guy going to be able to recruit? You know, he was in the MAC and all this, and he's come up pretty big right out of the gate. So that's a good sign, too. A lot of good signs. You get a number one player like that from his Wink and Esposito, and Illinois has got a bunch of defensive linemen there. You broke the seal on that three where they were there for a while. If there's any such thing as momentum in recruiting, there's certainly other players that will be looking and like, oh, hey, it doesn't hurt to have one of the best players in the country give you a verbal commitment, because then the other good players are like, hey, you know, good players want to go where other good players are going in a good situation. And so I don't see any negatives about it. It's all good, right?
Yeah. We're in on a kid. And I mentioned that we might look at some depth in the D line, Danny. We're in on this kid out of Kent State, a transfer, big gap plugging guy, CJ West. Michigan's in on him. And I can kind of see where they might want to get a big plugger in there, you know, looking at the film, seeing where we're at. A lot of young guys might need a little more time to develop. And so he would be nice to hear his name committed. A big 300. They got him at 315. He's probably 340, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 235 right now. So that's how that's going. Hey, Scar, there was news today in college football where Reggie Bush got his Heisman Trophy back. I want to ask you what you thought of that. I remember before there was Huddle or any kind of recruiting services, it might even have been before the internet, or if the internet was there, they weren't showing video of high school players. And one time I was at the football building, and Fred Jackson brought me in the recruiting room and said, I want you to watch this tape. And he put it was a cassette tape. And he put it in. And it was Reggie Bush's high school running back highlights. And it looked like Reggie Bush was on like super fast speed. And everybody else was on super slow. I had never seen anything like it. And he was just showing me, he's like, he said, I had never seen it. Fred said he had never seen anything like it. So it was the most impressive film that I ever, saw. And, you know, he played like that at USC. He won the Heisman. A lot of people think Vince Young should have won it that year. But no, it was Reggie Bush, but he had it taken away because of some violations of, what was it? I think his parents got, they gave his parents a house, I think is what it was. But now he gets it back. Reggie's got his Heisman back. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, you know, hey, Danny, the Heisman Trophy, you know, 20 years ago, there wasn't a real connection between lifelong financial, you know, benefits from it. But they got the Heisman house deal going, right? Those are commercials every year. Those guys get paid. Winning a Heisman Trophy. So now Reggie can be part of that. That's a big deal financially. So, it's an interesting concept that, okay, rules have changed. You can pay players now. Well, SMU went on, you know, the death penalty for I don't know how many years, and they were crushed because they were cheating. Are they going to be reimbursed for something? I don't know. But, you know what I mean? You can make the same argument. My feelings are kind of mixed on it. I don't know exactly everything Reggie did, but I know he's up to gain a lot of money from it now. And there's a lot of people that cheated over the years that got put on probation.
One thing is that the Heisman given out by the Downtown Athletic Club is different than the NCAA. So this doesn't set some precedent where like, well, why aren't the Fab Five going to put up their banners, or are they going to scrub get the italics out of the record books where it said, you know, vacated this or vacated that? Well, those are two different things. But the argument there is, you can understand that this is the one that you're making, is like, so if they're going back and retroactively now saying, hey, it was breaking the rules then, but now it's not. So let's go. It's a little bit different, but Michigan, they had their Stallions thing with the communication, and now communication is going to be able to be used this year. Michigan had also was charged with having a coach on the field as an analyst coaching. Well, they're allowed to do that. Like a week after, they're allowed to do that. It's like, right after Michigan had these violations, it was like, okay, now you can all do it. So yeah. Are they going to go back and should that not even be looked at as anything that was?
Yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, you make a good point though, how the Heisman Trophy is not NCAA connect. You know, it's a little different. There's a little separation there. I get that argument, how they might, I get that.
I'll say two last things on it. And that is that one, the other film that I saw since then that was the greatest from a high school player was Antonio Brown when he was a quarterback somewhere in Florida. I had never seen anything quite like that. And then I forget what the other thing I was going to say, but man, Antonio Brown, that video is still out there. You can see that. Watch Antonio Brown play in high school ball. It's the most unbelievable thing. And then, he ended up going to Central, which is weird, but all right. That's it. That's where it's at, Scar.
Yeah, Danny, just general thoughts about the spring game. You know, these were some of the questions I had. I wanted to see what was going on with Tuttle. Obviously, he's got something, but he's going to be okay, and so he'll be competing soon. We'll look at plays, but I wanted to get a look at Wink and some of his tweaks. And there's a couple little tweaks, but for the basis is there. The foundation is the same. I wanted to see tight ends block, and I really feel great about 17 in there, and just real confident about the 20. I think there's some good confidence about 20, 25 starters. That's one of the things I wanted to see. going in. And there's a lot of guys that got better, man. You know, Denny, I have, as a high school coach, you know, you watch your guys play as freshmen, you watch them as JV, and then you kind of plug them in where you're gonna put them as when they're varsity players. So now you've got these guys that you've watched play freshmen, watch play JV, and now here they are on varsity, and you don't really know how these guys are gonna do until the scrimmage that you have before your first game. For us as fans, you know, them coaches have been looking at these guys for a long time. Getting to see him in the spring game now was really important, I think, for us as fans and evaluators of where we're at with a lot of these players. And because it's like now you can really get to take a good look at how these guys have improved. And there was a lot of and as a high school coach, that scrimmage, 80% of the time you're just fired up. You're like, wow, the question is answered. Live bullets. I see what this freshman, the kid I watched play for the last week, I see what he's about. And the same thing now as we're watching these guys that are in the spring game that were freshmen last year, and we're watching them see how they've developed, like Eno Etta. And some of these guys that recruited, I'm seeing them as sophomores. And it's kind of a similar deal. I'm like, okay, we're getting some questions answered. I don't know if that made any sense to you, but to me, I'm really getting to see guys as second, third-year players, see where they're progressing.
Yeah, it did make a lot of sense. You mentioned Tuttle. Did you see something where he said he was going to be good to go? And that because you said that you
should. Well, I guess I'm believing that he's still there, and they're not in the portal. So I think we're going to have faith that what we got is what we got.
Before we go to the film, let me ask you about the portal. That seems the biggest question out there for Michigan fans. Is you want to see you mentioned the defensive tackle, and I think wide receiver is somewhere where they want to go. What about quarterback? Do you think Michigan will go and get a quarterback after what you saw in the spring?
Danny, I tell you, Alex Orji is we can win. We can win with Alex Orji. Okay, it's going to be a different kind of. We're going to be different offensively. We're going to have longer drives. We may be a big play offense, because if I'm defending Michigan with what we have now offensively, I mean, you got to really load up and stop that the old school Michigan stuff, fullback, tailback, run plays. You got to stop all that, but you've also got to stop now the quarterback run, which is going to be a healthier, heavier dose into what we do. So that's what teams are going to do to stop Michigan. Okay, the downside of that, if you're going to overcommit to stopping all that and the quarterback, we might hit some people with big plays, and there might be some big play strikes. You know, you'd think that we're going to be a methodical, converting 4 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, but there also might be some big plays for some of these teams that are going to overcommit to stop all that run game that we have. But I have great faith in that. I have faith in these coaches, Denny, at what they believe Tuttle's future is. And we saw Warren Davis enough, and we'll look at the film, but I have confidence that we can win a championship with Alex Orji. I do. Okay, yeah. The thing that we have to understand, though, the Alex Orji package, that's gone. That's over and done. If he's our starting quarterback, that is over and done. So now if you're calling plays for Michigan, you know that is in your pocket, that you can that we can run him, and he's going to be a dangerous run threat. But you got to limit. You got to treat him like JJ again now if he's our guy. You know, you got to pick your moments where you're going to allow him to run, and when you want to have your predetermined run plays. Because those guys, look, he's a put together kid, man. He's almost he looks like Junior Colson. Only when I compare those two guys, you know, he's a big, looks like a linebacker. He's going to take hits, and he's going to probably be less likely for injury because he's just a bigger, thicker kid than JJ. But we got to limit him, and the Orji package is done if he's our starting quarterback. All right, you got to be able to do everything.
I'm with you there. You ready to look at the tape?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. I guess, well, Denny, once we get into film, a picture's worth 1,000 words, man. So
that's right.
you know. So here we are, man. This is our guy, the way we started out. And also know this, he's just going to keep getting better, man. Okay, here's our first drive. Denny, this first play, I can't emphasize it enough how important this first play was for me. And for, because if you're the coach at Michigan, okay, if you're the coach at Michigan, and I guarantee you, Jim Harbaugh, when he walked into his offensive, or he, probably his full team meeting, the very first practice every year where he, when he was at San Diego, when he was at Stanford, when he was with the 49ers, when he was at Michigan, the first play he's going to put in, this is the foundation of Jim Harbaugh football, this play. The very first play he puts in, he told his team, look, we're going to run this play. Live or die, win or lose, we're going to run this play. This is the first play we're going to put in, and we're going to be able to run it. We have to be able to run it. This is Jim Harbaugh's best play. This is John Harbaugh's best play concept, you know, block down, kick out. We'll draw it. We'll see it in a minute. Because this was his old man's best play. Jack Harbaugh, power play, block down, kick out. So when I see it run, and I told you I want to see tight ends that can block, and all this stuff is happening on this play. And there's some young guys on defense a little high, but we're in our base defense. We saw a ton of base defense, which is 3D linemen, 2 edge, because, again, we're defending our offense. So our team defensively ran more base than we saw all last year because, again, your defensive alignment changes based on who you're playing. But here we are in I-backs with a fullback, but this is 2 tight ends and they call it power, but I really like the block from 17 and 75. Gentry is all that we've talked about. He's a good look. Watch the down block there and the movement. Danny, this is against our defense. These guys have been seeing this play all year, and we're ripping them in there. But the block by these two guys and Klein coming off. Now, you have to look at it and say, okay, well, who are they blocking? You know, we're a little high over there. I'm going to look again. This is what you do as a high school coach, or, you know, you're looking at both sides of the ball. You're coaching both sides here now. So I think Etta is a little high here. His technique's got to get better. Okay. This guy right here has got to get, he's got to get lower, but we're, you know, and he does a better job as we go through the scrimmage. But first play, total excitement from Scar because we're blocking our best football play. And look what you see from Donovan Edwards. Danny, this kid, I told you, and it's been reported, he's put on 15 pounds, and he's running like it here. Look at these guys bouncing off of him. He's going to be a different back, a more physical back this year. So that's a great way to start the game. That's the first play of the game. And, Danny, I don't believe that that was by accident.
I don't either.
I think that first play, Danny, when I first got into coaching – young head coach did, you know, learning a good longtime coach told me, Scar, you got to be known for something. What do you run? Well, Michigan runs that play. That's one of the plays we hang our hat on. Anyway, here's Donovan. I talked about it, and I think you see it in this scrimmage. And here we're motioning in. And here's, you know, I could see we're in our base again, most of the time, which is 3D linemen. And here's Wink bringing pressure, 2 tight ends, offset fullback. And here we are running a little boot pass. You know, Alex is a little, you know, he's the starting quarterback, and he's just a little nervous here. He throws, this should have been easily completion. He throws it a little low. So we're all a little nervous watching that, right, Danny?
Well, yeah, and I think Kirk Campbell did a good job. You want to get a nice easy pass in there to get him in rhythm and get it going. So, but yeah, then he didn't make the connection there.
But we see the feet. It's not a good look from the defense, though. I mean, God, I don't know who this guy is coming off the edge. He doesn't have a clue about contain. You know, you got to see this and come off, but he doesn't see it. But Alex uses his feet, got to complete that pass. And this is out here to Bredesen. I'd like to know who our backup is for his position. I want to see who that is coming out of this game. So if we can determine that, you know, Denny, who is the backup fullback slash H-back slash tight end? Because he doesn't, he's a unique position, that player in our offense. Anyway, I was really impressed with Gentry, really impressed with Klein. Here we are with, looks like an unbalanced set. We've got guard, tackle, tight end, a lot of formations. Sherrone was, you know, which is good. He's given our defense a lot of different formations, a lot of motions, shifting, make these guys think on defense. But here's the base. Again, 3D linemen. And we're going to run ISO. We're going to lead 44 in there. And this is old school football, man. Michigan runs power, and we run ISO. And we're leading that fullback up on a linebacker. And not, Denny, not many teams in the Big Ten run this play anymore. And they sure as hell don't run it from I backs or offset fullback like this here. So the downside of this, which happened with Scooney, he got banged up. This is a physical play. And you better have plenty of fullbacks because these guys are taking on linebackers. And it's, you know, it takes wear and tear on a fullback. But anyway, we rip it in there. And look at the physicalness. I'm telling you, this is a different kid we're going to see with Donovan Edwards. He's breaking tackles. He's coming off blocks. Look at that tackle he just broke. That's a kid that's 15 pounds heavier. So that's not a good start for the defense, you know, to get ripped like that. Linebacker got to take on that ISO a little better. So anyway, this is a good drive so far.
Yeah, they're marching.
Yeah, but again, we don't want to see that against our defense, but you'd like to have a little bit of good, you know, you like to look at all this and feel good about all these guys. But here we are. Again, we're in our base defense versus one back. So Wink is staying in the base personnel versus one back. Now, is this a tight end here? Let's see what we run here. Motion. Yeah, just again, he just got to settle down. But, you know, it's a different mentality. He's the starter, but we got to complete these easy passes.
Yeah, he's got to make that pass. That was to Tyler Morris.
Yeah, we're rushing five here. Here's Wink bringing five in the base package. We're in man coverage. So we're in man coverage, and we got a guy wide open, and that's it. That should be easy completion, and we miss it. So Wink bringing five, man coverage, not covered very well. We got to complete that pass. And that's to Morris. Moving along.
Yeah, Michigan fans are freaking out right now. They're like the first.
Yeah, we're a little freaking out. We're a little concerned. You know, we got, those are two easy passes.
Yeah.
So here we are, second and 10. We motion out here to trips, and we're running a fake counter away, and we're booting out over here or throwing a little hitch pass over here. But this is the deception that we've had in. We've had this stuff in. So you're pulling guys going this way, and we got to complete these high percentage passes. Just throwing a little bubble out here, a little hitch pass, and corner's got to keep that ball inside the defense. But you want to see receivers blocking. Who's this corner down here, Denny? This guy's got to keep this ball inside the defense. He lets it outside. But nice job by Alex. Nice completion. And the receiver does a good job. What is that? Who is that?
That's Shug Hill. Jair Hill.
That was Hill that let the ball outside?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got to keep the ball inside the defense. He's done that. He did that a few times in this game. He's, you know, he just hasn't played enough, but he's a good athlete, and I'm sure they're coaching him up on that. Got to keep the ball inside the defense. But now that he's got some confidence, you've completed a pass.
Yeah, Tyler Morris shook him a little bit there. Initially he had him leveraged, but then he kind of stood up there.
Yeah, got to keep that ball inside the defense. I'm just going to do the first drive, and we're going to go through this. So here we are empty. This is all good. I would want this if I'm coaching defense. I want all the formations, all the shifting, all the BS. I want to know how smart these guys are. How smart are these guys here? This is what these coaches are trying to figure out. You know, I can see physically too, but I got to know how smart you are. You know, are you adjusting properly? So we went from empty, and now we've shifted to the I-back formation. Okay, so what's Wink's adjustment? We see his adjustment. What does he do? And we're getting movement off the ball here. Kenny Grant does a good job here. I think the defense has stepped up a little bit. See how Kenny Grant splits that double team?
Yeah.
So that's a good job by him. TJ Guy is going to give us a good solid depth at the edge, Denny. He's really improved. 42 down here. Remember I told you one of my concerns was going to be who are the next two edge players? 42 is looking good. So I feel real confident with him. He's making a play here. Kenny Grant is the same player we saw splitting the double team in 91. 91 I think that's Pierce, right?
Brandt. 91's Brandt.
Brandt gives me a lot of confidence in here. So 91 is solid. Etta, we got to work on his technique a little bit. He has some plays. He looks great, and he's a six. You know, he's a 6'6" kid, man. 6'5", 6'6". So he's got to get lower. He can't be low on one play and high on the next. So Brandt, I have a lot of faith in him. Etta, we got to get him lower. He's going to be a great player. Big Coach Espo got to work on his technique, get him lower. That's my analysis. But he's a tough, aggressive kid. He makes a lot of plays, but sometimes he gets caught being a little high.
Yeah, Scar, my observation, you got Guy right there on the film. My observation is that no one had a better spring than Guy. Sherrone Moore yesterday on his radio show said there were some practices he wondered if anybody was going to be able to block TJ Guy.
Oh, that's great. I saw one practice and then this. That's great news. Now we got to have, Denny, we got to have a great deal of confidence in who they determine is the other guy. Who's opposite Moore? Who's backing up Moore? So we know that TJ is going to back up Stewart. Who's going to back up Moore? So here we are. What's it? Fourth down. Did we shift? So they're making the defense. Here's fourth down. A lot of tight ends up here. Tight trips formation. And here's 14 down here. Danny, I call him the Swiss Army knife. Bredesen.
Yeah.
So one back, tight trips. We like to run the ball out over here, out of this formation to this side. Let's see what we do. Fourth and three. We motion, balance it out. And Alex throws a nice pass, small window, to our Swiss Army knife. So this is good stuff. We want to see Orgy complete the high percentage, easy passes. That gives us all confidence. So that's a good deal there. Yeah, they run a little stunt here. We got to pick this up. I guess that's a little more on the guard. And this just comes, Danny, this Jerry will explain some of this stuff better, but it just comes with playing next to a guy long enough. You got to feel this stuff. You got to communicate. Feeling those stunts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. You got to be able to pass them off, all of that kind of stuff when that's working in there.
Anyway, that's a tight window. Good job by Orgy. So here we are, first and 10. Shift the back. What does that do? What did the defense do? We move the back. Just shifting a back can be problematic. I've always talked about it because a lot of defenses are set on the quarterback. So, Denny, this defense, this is our base defense. Got two edge players. This was the foundation that we ran. This is what we ran in 1975, 1985, and the same darn thing in 1995. Coach Herman was running this stuff. It's the basic foundation of our defense, and Wink is running it. He coached under Jack Harbaugh. who coached at Michigan. This is the foundational stuff. So I'm just going to try to teach you real quick some fundamental old school Michigan. You got two edge players. The line's going to slant this way. Okay, so that means this guy's going to drop. This guy will contain. You follow me? So if they're slanting left, the left edge player drops. If we're slanting right, this player will drop. You follow me? And this tackle will contain. Do you understand that?
I do understand that. Yep, I can figure it out.
Okay, so we're slanting left here. I like this play because it's we're building confidence for number 10. All these completions in the spring game, we're building confidence. So now we're slanting left. We're going to play four under, three deep. That is about as vanilla, the foundation of Michigan, 75, 85, 95 as it gets. Four under, three deep, zone defense, slant left, 42 drops. I played this position, the strong side end, my junior year. I played this position my senior year. They're a little different, not huge, huge different, but this guy will drop more. That's why Moore is the bigger player and plays over here. They play him as the strong side guy. You understand? And Stewart is the drop guy. Guy, they believe, is the drop guy. So we got to figure out who the backup is to Moore. So let's look at the play. So TJ is going to drop in the flat. He's the drop player. And then this gives us confidence. So we're running a slant left. Slanting the defense this way. This guy will contain. This guy will contain up here. We got four under here, and we're going to have three deep here. That is the base. That's the first defense we put in at Michigan. Just like Michigan put that. I told you about the first run play we put in the first day of practice.
Yeah.
Right? This is the first defense we put in. Four under, three deep. Slant left, slant right.
That gave me confidence, man. He just swung that one out there. I like he looked good on that throw.
Yeah, and Denny, what you're seeing is a kid who's he's now the starter. He's getting those reps under him. That's why I'm glad we have the Fresno game. You know, that Fresno game is big.
Agreed.
Every rep will be huge. So here we are, first and 10. We've got an unbalanced, a lot of tight ends over here, tight trips formation. Again, I'm liking 75, man, and number seven. He's 17 pounds heavier, 15 pounds heavier, but he's keeping his speed. So we're just blocking down here, little zone play, not pulling anybody, I don't think. Just blocking everybody down. And look at 75, what he's doing in here. Look where 75 is putting this defensive tackle. Danny, watch again. This is Etta. So Etta's got to get lower, but look what we're putting. Look how far we're moving him off the ball. And then we're getting a good job by Klein here. And Donovan makes this kid miss. But this is the same guy. This is Hill again, right?
Is that 20?
Yeah, listen, they're gonna coach this up. You gotta know, Danny, I told you as a coach, I used to quote Clint Eastwood all the time. Clint Eastwood, one of his favorite lines from one of his lines from Magnum Force, a man has to know his limitations. Okay. So what 20 has to understand is how fast am I? How fast is this guy? Okay. How fast am I? How fast is this guy? So what angle am I going to take right now? You know what I mean? What angle should he take? Is he run 4.6? Does he run 4.4? What am I doing? So if he runs 4.4 and I'm 4.5, I better be out here, right? Anyway, he takes a bad angle. A man has got to know his limitations. He still made a decent play, but I used to quote Clint all the time. Magnum Force, a man has to know his limitations. You like that one, Denny?
I do. I got another one for you. Clint Eastwood said he has a very strict gun control policy. If there's a gun around, I want to be in control of it.
I never heard that one. But anyway, here we go. We're almost going to – a lot of shifting from Sharon, a lot of tight ends. We've been in the base darn near every play in this first drive. I like 53, Danny. Look him up. Who is 53? I like 91. I really like 91 doing some good things. And here's Gentry widen out that hole. I was really impressed with Gentry. So I feel confident with our right tackle. And here's Hausman making a nice play, nice tackle. So he's going to be a key guy, Hausman.
And it's Cameron Brandt is 91. It's the second time you've mentioned him. You like him.
I like him, Danny. I like his punch. You're looking for that punch at the line of scrimmage. You know, you're looking for a guy who's going to punch and play football on this side of the line of scrimmage. You don't want to see a punch and then he gets pushed back. You follow me? You want to see this. Coaches are looking for guys that are going to play on their side of the line of scrimmage. So when we see 75, he does good job walling him out, and we're watching 53 punch, and they're getting movement here. See, Ed has played on the edge a lot. This is new for him playing inside. So he's right. Espo will get his technique squared away. He'll be a darn good player because he's tough. He's tough, and he's just got to get better, more reps at his technique. Great job by Hausman there.
Yeah, Hausman could tackle.
It's a good tackle. We're almost done here, Denny.
I'm liking this drive.
Yeah, I don't like some of the stuff I saw on defense, though. But, Denny, here's one of the only times we're a nickel, where we take a D lineman out. I think the whole drive we're in base. Now, if you look at Michigan last year through 15 games, we were probably in nickel 85% of the snaps. So against Michigan, to defend our offense, we're in base, you know, 85% of the time. You follow me? So, you know, we'll be good at defending our offense. And we're based on what I'm seeing from Ohio State, we're going to be a lot of base this year. Okay, so again, here's 96 doing a better job. And I'm seeing feet from Alex Orji. So we're in nickel. We took a D lineman out. And I kind of like 96 here. What am I seeing? I see punch. You see the punch from 96, Denny?
Yeah.
See, this is the stuff your coaches are looking at. And this is why they're going to keep working with them. Watch him come off the ball, 96. Driving him back. Now he's just got to keep contained. You know, 52 down here. Why are you losing contain? But also know this, Denny. This is deceptive, okay? The whole team knows this guy has a – don't touch this guy. You touch him, you're going to get – Coach Moore's coming after you. Even though it's a scrimmage, they ain't touching him. He must have a pink jersey on. But I'd like to see 52 be in a better position to tell the coaches, so the coaches know he has contain. Even though you're not tackling him, so he's too inside of that thing. But I like this block by 17, Klein. But again, the quarterback would have been hit. He would have been hit back here. Edo probably would have laid out and made this play. You know, I really like, you know, you see the athletic ability, you see the toughness. So anyway, they score. But if I'm playing defense, I'm like, you know, I can't touch the guy. So, you know, Denny, I'm an old bowler. Did I tell you that?
No, I did not know.
Yeah, I had a 299 game one time.
And is that right?
You know the worst thing about having 11 strikes in a row? You know why I choked in the 12th frame? What does everybody do when you got 11 strikes in a row at a bowling alley?
Pause.
They all stop and look at you, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened, man. Everybody stops and looks at you. And who the hell bowls in a bowling alley where it's quiet? And I choked.
Well, you had it's tough. 300s are tough, man.
So anyway, that's it. Jerry will take it from there on Friday. But yeah, Danny, I had a 2-9. That was good. The players are having fun. Coach Moore letting them have fun. Yeah, I actually had a decent hit. It was a little light. Scar, did we play a defense against our offense that is ourselves No, no. Listen, what we played, we will have to run that defensive, you know, that base package, because all it is an extra D lineman in the game. Okay. From what I saw of Ohio State, we're going to run a lot of it against Ohio State. All right, Dave, let me get to some of those other questions too. So believe me, what we ran in the spring game offensively, Sherrone may have saved a whole bunch of stuff. Or may, again, you're throwing curveballs out as a coach. It's like a high school coach with your scrimmage. You don't. What do you want the enemy to see? You know what I mean?
Right.
You want them to think, because if I look at Michigan offensively in that spring football game, that offense looks a whole hell of a lot like Jim Harbaugh at Stanford, more than what we've ran the last couple of years. Which is okay. It doesn't mean anything, you know, because the spread stuff is in. He came out empty. I believe the package, our offense will be a diverse offense just like it's been. Okay. But we're going to be good. Sherrone may believe the proof. We won't know until the season gets going, but he may believe a little more in two tight ends with a fullback than Jim did. I don't know. We're going to find out. But you still got to play defense to stop whatever the hell the offense is running. If Wink's going to put his defense in the best position to stop what the enemy's running. So we have to run what we run to stop our offense. It is what it is. Danny, what were some of the other questions? They looked like a fourth quarter play to wear out OSU, Texas, and Oregon when Michigan was. That looked like a fourth quarter play to wear out OSU. Oh, you mean the. The philosophy offensively, is that what he's saying, Denny, of just running the ball with tight ends and wearing them down to win the game, like a 4-minute drive?
Yeah, I guess.
I think that's what he means, but that would be that. Yeah, that's a great, you know, that's what you want to be able to do. And you have to have the ability to do the, you know, the great thing about that offense too, Denny, what we ran Saturday, at least that first drive, is it's all weather offense. You can run that in rain and wind. Hey, Coach Scar, any defensive line players stand out? I like 91.
Cameron Brandt. That's Cameron
Brandt. I like him. I really like Etta. Potentially, just they got to work on his technique. And we saw Aaron. Good question. TJ guy. Denny, I want to know. I got to look through this film, and I want to be able to tell you who the other guy is on the other side. Orgy is going to be more dangerous as a run threat. He's going to be different, Michael. He's not as fast as Shoelace. He's going to knock people over a little bit. There's some of those run plays that are different for him. But, yeah, he's going to give us the run threat. But hopefully we can beat a team like Texas with Alex Orgy only running the ball maybe 6 to 8 predetermined runs. You know, Denny, I don't want to be 14, 15 predetermined runs because he ain't going to make it to the Buckeyes.
I hear you.
You know, and we'd like to beat Fresno with 2 or 3 predetermined runs. What were some of them other questions?
We got to run, Scar. We got to run. We'll get those in next time. It was like Clint Eastwood in The Outlaw Josie Wales when he had all those guys chasing him down with guns. And the guy said, this is how I make my living. And Eastwood said, dying ain't much of a living.
What? One of the greatest lines ever.
Yeah, that was it. Scar, great job. Can't wait to talk with you next week.
All right, Danny, we'll get through this whole film. You go blue.
Great job. There he is. Smash.